Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk reads, Vayehi li shor v'chamor tzoin ve'eved v'shivcha. Please look in a chumash at the structure of the trap in this Pasuk. In his Sefer Emes Liakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky comments that the trap, the tam, on the word v'chamor is a kotoin, two dots on top of the letter mem. This zakev kotoin divides the first part of the pasuk vayehi li shor v'chamor from the second part of the pasuk, which is tzoin ve'eved v'shivcha. As a result, the word tzoin is included with eved and shivcha. Since the word tzoin does not have a vav and it is not connected to the previous word v'chamor, the question arises, why did Yaakov separate the sheep, the tzoin, from the other animals and include it with the eved and shivcha, who are human beings? The answer he gives is that we must say that the last three, tzoin, eved, and shivcha, were in a distinct category of rechush, wealth, property, and assets. But the first two were lehishtamshus, for work. The shor and the chamor are miyuchadim la'avodah. They are owned and designated for the purpose of work. But tzoin is designated for milk, as the pasuk in Hazinu states, Chem'as bokor v'chalev tzoin, the cream of cattle and the milk of flock. Rabbi Yaakov writes throughout his sefer on this theme of the zakev katoin being a major hefsik, not only in trop, but also in pshat. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk reads, Ki chanani Elokim v'chi yesh li choyel. Yaakov says to Esav, please take my gift that I brought for you, for God has favored me, and I have everything. Rashi comments on the word chanani, that the first nun takes a dogesh. If you will see in the Chumash, the first nun has a dogesh. The question is why? The answer is because it takes the place of an additional nun that was dropped. The shorish of the word is ches nun nun, and there is a suffix ni. The word is read chanani, as though it would be in slow motion chanani, because that is the purpose of a dogesh chazak, to be mechazek a letter, and the way you mechazek a letter with a dogesh chazak is to double it in terms of stretching out the letter a little bit longer. Chanani. The word should have been chanonani. Chanonani. Ches nun nun from the shirish, and the ni is the suffix n. Therefore, we should try, if we're laning, to strengthen that nun with the dogesh chanani. Again, in pasuk Yud Aleph, ki chanani elikim v'chi yesh li choyel, Reb David Feinstein writes in his sefer Kol Doidi regarding the word choyel. God has favored me and I have everything. Choyel meaning everything. He explains that Yaakov was 97 years old when he said this to his brother Esav. Yaakov lived until the age of 147. Therefore, Yaakov would live for another 50 years after his confrontation with Esav. This is what Yaakov was in effect telling Esav when he said, V'chi yesh li choyel. I have everything. I have choyel. The word choyel equals 50. Lamed is 30, Chaf is 20. Yaakov alluded to Esav that since he would live only another 50 years, he required only choyel, the needs of only 50 years, which he already had. This is a vort from Reb David. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalid. The word Vayishokehu. Esav ran toward Yaakov and kissed him. Question is, why are dots on top of the word Vayishokehu? The first pshat in Rashi is Shaloi Nishokoi Bechol Liboi. He didn't kiss him with his whole heart. Therefore, the dotted letters indicate that the word is not to be translated or interpreted in its full sense, because he did not kiss him with his whole heart. The second pshat in Rashi is, Halacha hi biyadua she'esav soinei liyakov. It is a given fact that Esav hates Yaakov. Ela shenichmeru rachamov ba'isa sha'a unishakoi b'chol libai. And this is just the opposite of the first pshat, because at this particular time, Rashi says, according to the second pshat, that Esav's mercy was aroused and he kissed him with his whole heart. The Baal HaTurim comments that the dots represent the fact that Esav actually wanted to bite Yaakov, but the Ibn Ezra believes that Esav did not have any intent to harm Yaakov. So we see there are different approaches as to the interpretation of these dots. In general, when dots appear on letters in the Torah, it affects the pshat. If you remember in Parshas Vayera, the pasuk Vayomru Elov Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, the Malachim asked Avraham, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And Rashi comments that there are dots on the letters Aleph, Yud, and Vav of the words Elov. So Rashi explains that the Malachim also asked Sarah, Ayoi Avraham, Aleph Yud Vav, Ayoi, where is Avraham? This teaches a lesson of etiquette, that a person should inquire regarding his hosts, to the man about the woman, and to the woman about the man. So anytime you see dots, you know there is an additional drush on the word. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. The words Nis'o v'neilecha. Esav says to Yaakov, Nisa mikan, travel on from here. Aloshen Tzivoy, travel. V'neilech, and let us go. Rashi wants to caution us not to think that the word Nis'o means let us travel, because there is a word Nis'o that can mean let us travel. Here it does not mean let us travel. The word Nis'a here is a tzivui, it's a command. It's another word for Nisa, travel. The Nun is the first letter of the Shirish, and not the Nun indicating let us travel. The Be'er Chayvois adds that if you're going to say that it means let us travel, then there should be a Dogesh in the Samach to compensate for one Nun that is dropped. Why? Because then the word should have been Ninsa'a, the word beginning with two Nunin, the Nun of let us, and one Nun for the Shirish. So, especially if you're laning, make sure that you say the Samach of Nis'a with a Shvonach, because by saying Nis'a with a Shvonach, it sounds like you are saying the equivalent of Ninsa'a, which would mean let us travel, and that's not what the word means in this pasuk. Perik Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Tesvav. The pasuk states, Ach bezois neois lochem, im tihiyu kamoinu lehimoil lochem kol zachor. Yaakov and his sons say to Shechem and Hamor, his father, on this condition we will consent to you and give you our daughters, if you will be like us, to circumcise all your males. The word lehimoil, Rashi comments on the word lehimoil, to become circumcised, not to circumcise, but to become circumcised. Lehiyois nimoil. The lashon of Rashi is einoi lishoin lifoil, ella lishoin lehipoel. The word lehimoil is not an active verb in binyan kal, but rather a verb in binyan nif'al, to become circumcised. A verb in binyan nif'al receives the action of a verb in binyan kal. The term Rashi uses, lif'oil, is a term used to signify binyan kal. Why? Because the makor, the infinite form of a verb, the makor, is in that form. A few examples. The word lishmor means to watch. The word lichtoiv means to write. Liskar means to close. So when Rashi uses the term of lif'oil, that's exactly what he means, a verb in the infinite form of a binyan kal. Now Rashi uses the term lehi po'el, einoy l'shoin lif'oil, ela l'shoin lehi po'el. The lashon lehi po'el signifies a verb in binyan nifal. Why? Because the makor of a binyan nifal is in that form. Examples: if you want to say to be watched, you say lehi shomer. If you want to say lehi kosev, that means to be written. Lehi soger means to be given over to. So the word lehi po'el is a reference to a verb in binyan nifal. On Rosh Hashanah we say l'shana tova tikasevu, for a good year you should be written. And that word tikasevu is a binyan nifal. In pasuk lamed dalid tes zayin, the pasuk states binosanu es binoisenu lochem. Yaakov said, we will give our daughters to you. Rashi comments on the word vinosanu, that the nun at the end of the word is the gusha. The letter nun has a dogesh. The nun has a dogesh chazak. The question is why? Rashi answers that one nun is missing. The shorish is nun saf nun, nasoin. And the word should have been vinosaninu. We have nun, saf, nun, and then another nun for us. Therefore, we drop one nun, and the word becomes vinosanu. So the kavana of Rashi is to explain that technically the word should be pronounced vinosaninu, but we do not do that. And we double that letter nun with the dogesh, and it should be vinosanu. Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chof Tes. The words Shavu Vayovoizu. The Bnei Yaakov took all the wealth of Shechem, their children, took their wives captive. Rashi points out that the word Shavu is a Lashon Shivya, captivity. This is why the main accent is on the last syllable, Shavu. If one reads Shavu with the accent on the shin, the word means they returned. It is a different meaning. The shorish of captivity is shin veiz hey. The shorish of they returned is shuv, shin vav veiz. The accent makes the difference in the meaning of the word. Periklamet hey, pasuk hey. The pasuk vayisau. They traveled, and Hashem's fear, Hashem's dread, was upon the towns surrounding them. Chitas means dread, terror, pachad. Here's another word similar to what we were speaking about. The Ibn Ezra points out that the shorish of this word is ches, saf, saf. The three letters, ches, saf, saf. The dogesh in the tuf is to compensate for one missing tuf of the shayrish. Chitas actually should have been chitas with another tuf. But instead, there's a dogesh in the tuf to strengthen that letter. Perek lamed hei, pasuk yud zayim. Vayihi v'hak shoyso blid tuh. When Rachel had difficulty in her labor, the midwife said to her, do not be afraid, for this one too is a son for you. Kigam ze loch bein. The Ibn Ezra comments that the verb v'hak shoyso, meaning when she had difficulty, belongs to the binyan hif'il, which is known as the causative binyan. The lashon of the Ibn Ezra is may ha binyan hakoved hanoisaf. This term refers to binyan hif'il. When you hear the term binyan hakoved alone, this can refer to either one of three binyanim, pi'el, pu'al, or hispa'el. But the term binyan hakoved hanoisaf refers to binyan hifil. The Ibn Ezra is telling us that the literal translation of the word v'hak shoisa is the delivery caused her pain. to cause is the function of binyan hifil, and that is why the word v'hakshaisa starts with a hey to signify a binyan hifil. And the Radak also explains the word in the same way. Now the word vatkash in the previous pasuk, where it says vateled Rachel vatkash belidta, Rachel had hard labor, is similar, but vatkash is a verb belonging to binyan pi'el. The shoirish of both words, both v'hakshoisa and v'atakash, is kufshin hei. Note also that the shorish kufshin hei can also appear in other binyanim, such as binyan kal, nifal, but when they appear in different binyanim, they have a different meaning. Each binyan gives the same shorish a different meaning. Perik lamed hei, pasuk tes zayin. The words kivras ha'oretz. They traveled from Beis El, and there was still some distance until one reaches Ephros. Rashi quotes Menachem ben Siruk as defining the word as kivras, as kabir. The word kivras would mean kabir. That would be the shorish kof beis reish, meaning a great quantity or a long trip. Rashi also quotes a medrash as explaining the word to mean full of holes, like a kivara, a sieve. So according to this pshat, the shorish is also kuf beis reish. However, there is a kuf missing according to this pshat, because the word should have been kichivras. But Rashi disagrees with this medrash, and he says his own pshat, and he says the word beras beis reish sof means a measure of land or measure of distance to be traveled. So according to Rashi's pshat, that it means a measure of distance, Rashi says derech mu'at, the distance is a small distance. The shorish would be, as a result, beis reish hey, a different shorish, which would be similar to a pasuk we have in Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel, where it says lahavrois es David. There the word lahavrois means se'uda ketana, a small meal. So here too, the word means derech mu'at, a small distance, just like over there it meant se'uda ketana. This pasuk I quoted is in reference to the time when David HaMelech lamented Avner ben Ner, and the entire nation came to bring him a small se'uda. Perek lamed hei, pasuk yud ches. Pasuk states, Vayehi b'tseis nafsho ki meisa. And it was as her soul was departing, for she died. And she called his name Ben Oni, which means Ben Tsa'ari, son of my pain. I want to comment on the word meisa. The word meisa, where the main accent is on the mem, means she died already in the past. Just like we had previously, ba'a on the beis means she came. Mesa, where the main accent is on the sa, is in the present tense. She is dying. In most prints of Chumashim, the main accent is on the mem, mesa. However, it's difficult to understand pshat, because if she died already, how could she still name him Ben Oni? If you look at the Targum Onkelos, Targum Onkelos has two versions, Maisa and Misas, which seems to indicate that Onkelos found the word to be problematic. The Maisa, I lane Mesa, but I'm told that some say the word twice, Mesa and Mesa. Please let me know if you have a Mesaira to share. And I'm not suggesting in any way what you should do. I'm just making you aware of the two gersis in Targum Onkelos. Perek lamed beis pasuk tes im yavoi Esav el hamachaneh ha'achas bihikohu. Yaakov says if Esav will come to one camp and attack it, the remaining camp will survive. I'd like to comment on the word machaneh. Machaneh is both zochor and nekeva. The problem in the pasuk is Hamachne Ha'achas. Ha'achas is a lashon nekeva, and Vihikahu is a lashon zachar. We also have in the pasuk Hamachne Hanishar, which is also a lashon zachar. The Ibn Ezra comments that the word Machane zachar or nekeva kibayis umakoyim, that the words bayis, house, and makoyim, place, are also zachar or nekeva. If you recall the first daf in Masechtas Kedushin, the word derech is also zachar or nekeva. Similarly, we find many words throughout Tanakh where some words can be written either zachar or nekeva, and as we see in this pasuk, we have it describing both zachar and nekeva. Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayavor eis ma'avar Yaboik. And Yaakov went across the crossing of the river Yaboik. The word vayavor means he crossed. Then in pasuk Chav Dalet, the pasuk states vayikachem vayavireim es hanochal. Then he took his wives and family across the river. And then the pasuk again says vayaver es asher loy. He went back once again. Therefore, Yaakov actually made three trips. First, he went himself to check the safety conditions across the water. Second, he brought his family across. And then the third time, he came back again to see if he left anything behind. Okay, the Baal Koreh should be careful reading the words Vayaavor and Vayaaver. Vayaavor means he crossed himself. Vayaaver means he brought back his belongings. Vayaavireim means he brought his family over the river. Now, in the Sefer Torah, the words Vayaavor and Vayaaver are spelled the same. There are no nukudos in the Sefer Torah, so mispronouncing them changes the meaning of the word. Ya'avor comes from a binyan kal, and Vayaaver is a binyan hif'il. Okay, this ends this week's Parsha.